Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Give 'em Hell podcast series, titled, Hi, Fun in Hell. My name is Jimothy George Women, and yet again I am down here in the depths of hell, this time reporting on what you can do for fun during your afterlife of eternal damnation. Do you like committing atrocities, performing barbarism, or dabbling with a sneaky bit of Satanism? Perhaps you're the type of person who prefers a more moderate amount of sinning on the side. Well, either way, if you sin but also like to have fun, then listen up, because this is the podcast for you. In the last episode, I opened a letter, thought I was going to hell, signed some shitty torture contracts, then realised I wasn't going to hell after all. What a roller coaster that was. The good news is, because I won, I actually beat hell, I'm flying back to Earth for some R&R. But before that, in today's show, I have a very special celebrity guest who apparently I need to summon. Is that right? Just pressing into my earpiece. What was that? So I have to slice my finger with this scary-looking dagger? Right, look, normally I wouldn't do this because it seems completely irresponsible and, more importantly, overly ominous. But seeing as it's the end of my shift, I, Jimothy George Woman, summon the Devil's granddaughter! Oh, shit, wait, no, not sure I want her around, actually. Hang on. who's there?
Who's there? What? It's me, you dickhead.
Oh, I thought... Don't worry about it. So, I have with me local torture facility owner and our normal segment one guest, Mr. Randall Rathface. So, Rathface, how's your day going in hell?
Oh, well, how do you think it's going? Stupid question.
In today's episode, we will yet again talk to our two main guests, Mr. Randall Rathface and more successful torture facility owner, Mary Ann Joseph, about what they do for fun in hell.
Jimothy, do you always have to introduce Mary Ann as more successful than me?
Look, Randall, I'm just reading the script in front of me here. Okay, I don't write the script.
Right, so if I write my name is Jimothy and I'm a big fuckhead on that script, you would say it?
Well, no, probably not.
Well, there you go. The difference is it's actually true, whereas that successful Marianne crap, you know, it's complete dross.
All right. Let's get started.
We interrupt this program for a quick advert from one of our sponsors, Corbin Closefist CPA.
You sick of your house being positioned next to some pleb? Well, for just one small lifetime payment, relocate above their place and you can look down on them the entire time. Hi, I, Corbin Closefist CPA, can guarantee your neighbour's misery using a series of loopholes and very legal practices. And remember, true inner peace comes from someone else's misery.
So, Rathface, are there any things that you aren't allowed to do for fun in hell?
Well, a bit of a bizarre question, actually, because the whole concept of fun isn't really allowed in hell, you know, because it's hell.
Look, Rathface, this is going to be a really short episode if we just say fun isn't allowed, full stop.
Well, it's true. I mean, who wrote this shit anyway? What do they think, it's a couple of days of damnation and the rest of the week in the Bahamas?
Right, look, just say what you do to take your mind off of the awfulness.
Fine. Good question, Jimothy. I like to hide away from everyone because all people annoy me. Also like to do some scenic torturing in my spare time. You know, take out all frustrations on some poor idiot in a nice location while listening to soothing music.
Nice. Oh, classical music. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Well, it's hell classical music, you know, Slayer, Black Sabbath, Megadeth.
Oh, right. So tell us, is there anything that you absolutely cannot do in hell for fun? Like something that's completely out of bounds?
Well, yeah, there's a fuck ton. You know, as I said before, are you even listening? Anyway, I guess the stupidest thing you can do in hell is socialize or in any way interact with the devil, his family, and definitely not his granddaughter. That would be such a dumb thing to do.
Wait. Hang on. Rathfay, what did you say about contacting the devil's granddaughter?
Well, let me put it this way. There's only one way to get a personal torture session from the devil himself.
Oh, shit. Right, quick question for you. If you were to accidentally summon someone...
Summon someone? What are you talking about? Oh, well, look, hang on, that's my phone. Look, I have to get this.
Hi, sir. It's me, Andrew Brownnoser.
For fuck's sake, Brownnoser. How many times have I told you not to talk to me before, after, or especially during work?
Wrathface, sir, remember at work how you said to me that you absolutely detest hanging out with people from work outside of work? Well, I was thinking we could get together at, say, 2 p.m. to complain about how annoying it is hanging out with people from work outside of work.
But you're someone from work, you imbecile.
Sorry, guys, it's actually quite important. I really need
Hello?
To interrupt you.
Wrathface, sorry, the line went weird there. Not sure what happened. I have a place booked for 2 p.m. Don't get the time and date wrong like you did last time.
I didn't get the time or date wrong. I just didn't turn up because I don't want to see you. I hate you. I despise you. I want to see you burned into a million pieces and then locked away in a dungeon so I don't have to think about you again.
Look,
I can't
really
hear
need
that well.
To discuss that summoning
Hello?
Soon.
Oh, well, I will send you a text. See you at 2 p.m.
Brown knows it. If I only were a man, he'd king at you in the face. And so will I when I see you next. Look, Timothy, I need to go deal with this dickhead.
Wait, Wrathface, right. I need to know if you can reverse summoning a demon.
What? You can't. Look, I'm going. Oh, see you in segment 3.
Oh, no. What have I done?
We interrupt this program for a quick advert.
Hi, Demon Dan here. I wanted to formally apologize for my last product, the anti-fire ant powder. It was designed to protect you from the fire ants, which I accidentally put in your protective ball cups, which in turn were designed to protect you from when I kicked you in your balls. However, during an unfortunate manufacturing accident, the fire ant powder was cross-contaminated with large thorny prickles. As you'll soon find out, those prickles were intended to be dispatched to your shoes this week and not to your fire ant powder last week. I am very sorry for any unnecessary pain that this error has caused. So are you sick and tired of getting thorny prickles in your shoes? Well, it was me. I put them there. Hi, my name is Demon Dan. If you're sick of constantly getting prickles in your shoes, then buy my Red Hell safety socks and keep those feet thorn free. And if you buy 2 pairs in the next week, then I promise not to fly kick your face quite as hard upon delivery. I won't even do a run up.
Oh, God, I got, oh, fuck's sake, what have I done? Right, let's think. When this ugly creature, this monstrous demon granddaughter of the devil appears, I need to...
Hello!
Oh, sorry, I thought you were someone else, but... Well, you are just stunning. What's your name?
You don't recognize me? Oh, I'm no one special. My real friends call me Purity.
So, Purity... You're pretty hot, and there's no way you're secretly a demon. Why don't we organize a lunch date? You, me, and something special that I have right here in my lap.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's ham sandwiches.
Oh.
Timothy, I have 3 revisions that... Holy mother of...
Mary, how are you?
Hello there. Do you work on the podcast too? Well, isn't this exciting? Forget lunch. Why don't we all do this podcast together?
Jimothy, are you insane? You've invited the devil's granddaughter out for lunch?
Well, it's only ham sandwiches.
Hey, what's wrong with ham? Wait, what? Purity? The devil's... You're secretly a demon? Oh, come on.
Okay, yes, I'm the devil's granddaughter and I never get to do fun things with new friends. What was that last segment called?
Fun in hell.
Well, that is something I definitely know a little about. I am always up for a good time.
Shit.
We interrupt this program for a quick advert from Deathline.
Deathline is a Hell government-sponsored initiative to connect you with volunteers ready and waiting to demotivate and bully at a moment's notice. Feeling lonely? Call us now and feel worse about yourself, but also less lonely.
I was feeling terrible about getting tortured all the time, so Deathline cold called me and it was so awful that getting tortured now seems like a beautiful blessing. Well, I mean, the torture is still very painful, of course, but that phone call fucking sucked.
I'm here with the devil's granddaughter, Purity. Is that okay?
Oh, is that the time? I just remembered the facility KPI reports are due soon.
Okay, enough of this. It's not like I'm the devil. I'm just his favourite granddaughter. Look, I've decided this is happening. So how about we just lock these doors for now and I'll just take that key from you, Mary.
But if we trap ourselves in here, there won't be time for that lunch. Oh, damn, what a shame.
Oh, we could still have lunch in here.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I'm a very loud eater.
Oh, that's fine. There are plenty of other activities available for us to explore, dear Jimothy.
We're talking platonic activities here, right?
Sure.
Like eating these ham sandwiches?
No, nothing to do with your silly ham sandwiches.
I think I have a turkey one somewhere.
Enough! It's time for my segment. Deliver this and just maybe you can have your keys back. My name is Patricia Purity, born in hell, 24 years old, and I love my brand new friend, Jimothy Georgia.
I don't know about that. Moving on. How about we explore some fun things to do in hell?
I can give you some fun.
Or we could go to Marianne first. Marianne, Randall Wrathface personally enjoyed his scenic torturing. What do you like?
This Wrathface sounds quite interesting.
Oh, yes, very interesting. Actually, very single. Much more interesting than me.
Oh, Jimothy, you're so funny. That's why you're my favourite. But if you want real fun in hell, we must try them.
Weren't we going to Marianne first? Yeah, let's carry on with that.
Well, we've forgotten the most fun of all, my facility. Maybe with your introduction, Purity, I can even give an in-depth walkthrough for your grandpa and show him all of my achievements.
I don't think so.
What if I throw in a special dinner with Jimothy?
Dinner? I just got out of lunch.
Did somebody say lunch?
No, look, we're trying to record my podcast here.
Well, if anyone sees any lunch around here, you must contact me immediately. What's a man gonna do for a ham sandwich around here?
Do you really not want to hang out with me, Jimothy?
Look, Purity, if you please just promise to let me out, then yes, I'll go on one date with you.
Oh, yes. Don't worry, I'll make hell super fun for you. Exempt from work, free money, a house next to mine. We can do whatever I want.
An afterlife in hell without the torture. Do you know what? I always knew we'd be friends, Purity.
Hello there. My name is Councillor Copius, and yet again, I have rigged this upcoming election. Now, most of my opponents wouldn't tell you this, but I'm here to be truthful and tell you that your vote simply does not matter. So don't bother about coming to the voting booth this Saturday, because nothing will change even if you do.
Brought to you by Councillor Copius, District 8.
Bloody door. Do you lock the door, Marianne? Yeah, it's hilarious. Ha ha. Now open it and let me in.
Q, security, if you let him in, Jimothy is all yours.
Wait, what?
Look, you idiots. All I want is for you to let me in. So how about that?
Finally! Jeez.
Hello there, Ratface.
Let me out. No, I take
I've
it back.
I've heard all about you.
I want for you to let me out, please.
Quick! Shit. She just locked the door again.
We need to make sure we show everyone how to have fun in hell.
We? Ugh. Marianne, you could have told me she was in here.
Yeah, I could have.
You'll have to let me out. You know, Brown Nose is expecting me soon. You know how much I hate to disappoint him.
Even I know that's a load of rubbish.
Ugh, yeah, felt physically sick as I heard myself saying that.
Well, how I see it, if I'm trapped in here, I guess it's only fair that Wrathface is trapped in here too.
I would really love to know why the producers decided summoning Purity was such a brilliant idea.
Well, as you can see, Jimothy, I don't have many close friends. A lot of people have got the wrong idea about me.
You seduce people, they touch you, the devil sees it, they fry up quicker than a piece of burnt toast covered in petrol sitting in a bushfire. Pretty hard to get the wrong idea, really.
Look, I heard the first episode of this podcast and thought it would be a great way to get my story out. Because what's the best way to get people to do what you want when they won't do it consensually?
Allow them an opportunity to build an element of trust?
You force them.
My producers didn't have an option with letting you on the show, did they?
Of course not.
All right, what's the story then?
As you're aware, I am somewhat famous for being the devil's granddaughter. And yes, there has been a history of Grandpa sometimes being overprotective.
History? Right, let me tell this story then. We're going back to 19 years ago in a hell park. Three local, completely innocent kids are playing tag. They're having the only fun they may have for the rest of the year. And then...
Oh, is this the one where I run in to play tag the kid, and then Grandpa burns the kid, his friends and his family, all for touching me?
Good Lord.
Ugh, you just ruined the story, Purity. Jeez.
Sorry, you can keep telling it if you like.
Well, there's no point now. It's ruined. Kind of like that kid.
How about I tell a story?
Here we go. Snooze time.
Let's go back to 8 years ago. Purity's 16th birthday.
Ooh, I remember this.
Don't interrupt, Purity.
Sorry, go on.
Purity's cutting the cake, and as she does, she goes down a little too far and touches the bottom with the knife. Poor guy closest to her, who normally would have had to kiss her due to the knife hitting the bottom of the cake, starts to perspire. The devil gets up from his chair and walks over to the poor guy. Closer and closer he gets, until finally... Yep, the guy got burned to a crisp. However, unfortunately, there's another guy who is now closest to Purity. This new guy begins to perspire as the devil walks over to him, and then... Yeah, he gets burned too! So you see the pattern here? And finally the devil ends up burning everyone in the building! The end!
Well, okay.
So, the Lord of the Underworld is a little overprotective and burnt up a couple of folks. What's the big deal?
It has been more than a couple.
How many are we talking?
300,411.
What? The devil's made 300,411 people combust into flames all for getting close to you.
Yeah, I sort of did the whole wild ex-Disney child superstar thing for a bit in my early 20s.
I remember that. Had a lot of fires for a couple of years. It was terrible. Kept getting ash in my shoes. Very annoying.
It sort of backfired, because now you don't even need to get close to me. Just looking at me for too long is long enough to make Grandpa angry.
Hang on a minute. We're all confined in this small space with you. What if he finds out that you're here with us?
He probably won't be too pleased.
Just what I need right now. A touch of third-degree burns. Really top the day off.
But that's why I'm here. I've changed. I want him to find you all with me so I can prove to him and you guys that I can be confined in a small space with others for more than 5 minutes and not do anything untoward. It's super lonely being the devil's granddaughter, you know.
Oh no, what if the devil's watching us right now?
He could be watching us through that mirror on the wall.
Does it feel like it's getting warmer in here?
Oh no, I need to get out of here. Shit, he's here. What do we do?
Wait, did someone actually knock on the door?
Who is it?
All right, listen here, everyone. This is Wrathface's best friend and second in charge, Mr. Andrew Brownnoser. Is Wrathface in there? We were meant to do our usual 2 p.m. Tuesday tea time.
Ah, shit. I've told you 100 times to stop calling it that, and yes, I am in here. Purity has locked us in here. Now get me out.
Guys, I have an idea. Everyone get away from the door now.
Shit, he's not going to blow open that door, is he? That could kill me. He's aware I'm still human, right?
Wait, you're still human? Ew, you guys age. Your appearances change. You're temporary. That's too much for me. I need something permanent. I'm sticking with souls of the deceased. I'm getting out of here.
She's just vanished. Well, thank you for being our guest tonight, Purity.
It worked!
Yeah, I just unlocked it. So what were you going to do to open the door? Use explosives? Acid? A welder?
What? Nah, I was just going to politely ask Purity to open the door with a pretty please.
So why did you ask us all to get away from the door then?
Well, I didn't want the sound of my voice to be muffled or distorted by people in the way.
Great idea, Brown Noser. You know, just come on over here and I'm going to give you a friendly pat on the back for that amazing idea.
Oh, someone just broke my back.
Wow, we have learned many lessons today.
Yeah, don't summon the devil's granddaughter and then promise to go on a date with her. Pretty obvious not to do that, though.
That's it from us here at Give 'Em Hell. Join us next time for episode 3.
Why is everyone walking out?
Where we will talk about politics in hell. I'm Timothy Georgewoman, your host, signing off for the day. Bye for now.
Credits. This is episode 2 of the Give 'Em Hell podcast series titled High. Fun in Hell. Directed by Matthew Priestley.
Edited by Matthew Priestley.
Written by Matthew Priestley, Chris Kibble, John Ballou, Drew Thompson, and Adam Smith. Starring as Jimothy, Adam Smith. As Randall Wrathface, Matthew Priestley. As Marianne Joseph, Tiffany Yap. As Andrew Brownnoser, John Ballou. As Patricia Purity, Misha Stevens. As Demon Dan, and also Councillor Copious, Drew Thompson. And as Corbin Closefist, CPA, Chris Kibble. Also starring, Scarlett Missaluti. Sound effects by Dynamic Cell, Fire Forest Inferno. By SoundScalpel.com, Horrorbone Crunch. By Joe Deshawn, Children Ambience. By N.D. Hegger, Old Style Phone Ringing Rings 3 Times. Bulbaster, Foley Footsteps Running In Room Indoors. By Short Hopper, Jack and Jill Guitar Banjo. By Little Cloud Cinema, Eerie Background Space Sound. By Coco Petiot, Female Shout. By Viz Noman, Welcome to Hell Demon Voice. By Little Robot Sound Factory, Loop Reflections 01. By Redafs, Zombie Monster Scream. By Blimp66, Cartoon Hell. By PM Brown, Happy Birthday Music Box. By Inspector J, Ambience Children Playing Distant A. By Inspector J, Creepy Lullaby A. By Inspector J, Dialogue Pained Yelp Loud C. By S. Vent Hawes, Ouch 1. By Sunfire, Sad Piano 100 BPM. By PM Brown, Lost Hearing Aid. By Slacky97, Free Music Background Loop 002. By Migfus20, Happy Background Music. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Bye for now.